Not necessarily. I mean, we struggled catching the football, particularly in that game. I think we had four drops. We had some penalties there that slowed us down and got us into some long yardage situations. I think we've spent a lot of time crunching the numbers of the Bears from a statistical standpoint in terms of their tendencies. We've looked at the last couple years, the last four games in particular against them. We've looked at just our two games against them this year, and we've combined those two games with four or five other games. And when you crunch all the numbers, they kind of stay true to their philosophy defensively, how they like to call a game and what percentage of three deep or two deep and what percentage of pressure there is. I mean, there's some slight differences, but I think overall, from a schematic standpoint, there was a lot of similarities in the way they played us before.
What is it about their front seven? Are they strong? Are they quick? We know that they're one of the best.
Well, I think the one thing that impresses anybody when you watch the film of the Bears, when you first started playing football in grade school or Pop Warner or high school, your coaches probably taught you about defensive football, about pursuit and tackling, and that's the thing that impresses me the most when you watch these guys on film. They get 11 guys to the ball. They hustle to the football like you should if you're going to play good defense. And they don't miss a lot of tackles. So that's, I think, their starting point in terms of why they're so good. They have a very good scheme. It's time-tested. It's been successful in this league for a long time. They know it very well. They execute it well. But I think that the thing they do best is they get 11 guys to the ball and they tackle.
Joe, Mike said he was happy with the attempts you had rushing against Atlanta in this last game.
Right.
What did you think about the production,
Well, we like it to be a little bit better. I don't have it in full. Maybe 3.1 a carry or less than that or something like that.
6.6.
Thank you for the correction there, Jason.
Usually you
have. Yeah, no, not usually, but I obviously would like to get a little more production. We had a couple negative runs there early. We had some penetration, and it's a good sound run defense that we played against. But hopefully, we'll be able to move the ball a little more effectively on the ground from a productivity standpoint.
Did that help you in the passing game though? Because after that slow start, you at least consistently got something out of the running game. That eventually helped in the passing game to kind of maybe take some of the starch out of the rush or do something.
Well, again, I think anytime you can have balance and anytime you can line up in a couple, in a formation and present to the defense that whether we're in the shotgun formation and we got three wide receivers and we can stick the ball in the back's hand every now and then, I think that's good. So they can't just tee up. Conversely, when you're in two backs and two tight ends, every once in a while, if you could throw the ball and mix it in when you're heavy run in that personnel group and you're that formation, I think anytime you can have some balance, have a little bit of diversity within those formations and those personnel groups, I think it's going to help whatever phase, statistically it says you're heavy on,
Joe, this is the seventh time Aaron's faced this defense. I don't know, I think Urlacher missed the second game last year after he got hurt in the opener. How much of a cat and mouse game or whatever it might be is going on between the quarterback and the middle linebacker and trying to kind of match wits there?
Yeah. That's a good question. I'm not really in tune to all that stuff. I mean, that might be better for Aaron to answer. Obviously we've been, Aaron studies every opponent well, but as you said, he's got a little bit more history with these guys with six games under his belt. And, whether he has a good feeling for how they communicate, what their signals are, what their calls are, and those type of things, I'm not really privy to. I don't really get into that a whole lot with him. I'm sure he has a sense of some of that. I think ultimately the game is going to be decided by, the team that executes the best and plays the hardest, good fundamentals, and makes the fewest mistakes.
When you play a team that you know this well, is it harder because you can't surprise them necessarily, or is it easier because you know all the tendencies so maybe you can scheme better? How is it knowing them so well?
Yeah. I think you're accurate on both statements. I mean, really, we've got a good, as you said, I mean, we've gone through their blitzes for, we have preseason blitzes in 07 that they've run, and we've had, Coach Smith's been there since, 04? So, he's been there a long time, and we've got some guys on the offensive staff that have been there as long as he's been there. So I think we have a good handle on how they like to play, what their defensive calls are. We like to say, they don't have a ton of calls, we tell our players, but they play their calls very well. They know the adjustments to the personnel groups and the formations once they make those calls. So, you know, I think it can help you scheme, you know, and it can help you, I think, offensively stay out of a bad play potentially because you have a good grasp of what you anticipate from them. You know, the surprise element, I'm sure, you know, they'll have one or two up their sleeve, and I'm sure we'll have one or two. And again, I think once when we attempt a surprise, it's going to be about really the execution more than the surprise itself, I think.
You know, are there one or two things that Aaron has improved on this season in particular that have made him as productive in the playoffs as he's been?
You know, I think maybe he's been better in terms of getting rid of the football, maybe a little more in a little more timely fashion, a little bit. I think there's maybe some evidence of that. Our sack numbers are down. I think he's done a very, very good job, as he did the other day in Atlanta, avoiding the rush. His pocket presence, I think, might be even a little bit better than it's been in the past. His awareness, again, I think experience, you know, now that he's got 50-some games under his belt in the National Football League, I think that's helped his awareness in those type of things. But he's played very well, and he's playing very well as of late.
Joe, I could be totally off on this, and I know you'll tell me if I am. Is your offense at times in need of a big play to get itself going? What I mean is, like that San Francisco game, you got a big play, and it kind of ignited you.
Mm-hmm.
In the Detroit game, and against these guys, Jennings dropped those long passes.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a struggle thereafter.
Right.
Is there anything to maybe needing that one big play to kind of wake your guys up and just sort of
yeah.
Keep them going?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, the first time we played Chicago, I think we had that great drive to open the game at their place, and I don't remember how many yards it was, but you know, we started the game extremely well, which you would think would lead to a lot of confidence and further production. And we, you know, we ended up with 17 points, I think, in the ball game. And you know, certainly there's something to momentum, there's something to confidence, and you can't allow frustration to set in if you're not scoring as many points. I think there's some truth probably with any group, in ours in particular, that if you're not, I think our expectations are high, which is a good thing. And sometimes we got to realize, well, you know, if we make a mistake or two, it's not the end of the world. We got to get the mistakes fixed, and we got to move on and be more productive. So, you know, have there been times this season where maybe we've kind of been mired in our own little not self-pity parties, but there's been spots in the season where we probably haven't fought through that adversity quickly enough.
With Starks getting so many carries, is, you know, I know Brandon's kind of, I mean, he's still an important guy. Can you just talk about the importance of Brandon and maybe some of the things that, you know, Joe Fan might not know? It's just because he's not carrying the ball 15 times anymore.
Well, he's, you know, he's, number one, he's been a productive runner. I mean, I think he's done a good job in the running game, number one. Number two, he's been an excellent pass protector. I think that's been something that's probably unnoticed. He's very aware. His blitz pickup is excellent. He's got a lot of good chip blocks where he's helping on his way out, on his release, helping various linemen. That's been outstanding. I think you've seen him, even in the playoffs, doing an excellent job in the screen game. He's been a, you know, vital part of that. And, you know, he's going to have his opportunities in the run game as well. But he's been done everything we've asked him to do, and, you know, he'll continue to make contributions.
I didn't know we had one more to use. How's the log been, especially of late? I know we had kind of a couple of...
Yeah, I think he's played well. I think he's played well. Obviously, you know, hopefully he had the struggles with the penalties, most specifically against the Bears a couple weeks back. And, you know, that's a point of emphasis for our whole offensive football team. Against these guys, you know, the thing they'd love to get you to do is get you into 3rd and 8 and 3rd and 12. And then they that's when they really want to play Tampa 2, and they want to have you throw a 6-yard completion and then get that pursuit and tack you 2 yards before the sticks and punt the ball. So, you know, it's been an emphasis for us offensively that we got to eliminate the negative yardage plays. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot. We can't move ourselves back. We can't have the sacks, the penalties, and so forth. And, you know, so Brian was obviously part of that January 2nd or whatever the date was. But I think he's had an excellent week of preparation so far, and I think he's excited about the challenge.